Good afternoon. A cool front is washing out over top of us. As a result, we have a fair amount of clouds mixed with sunshine today. With more sunshine coming back through the afternoon, temperatures should find their way up into the lower to mid-50s on an increasing southerly breeze. High pressure will dominate the weather through the next 24 to 36 hours, which means partly cloudy skies tonight. It'll be seasonably cool with readings back into the upper 30s to around 40. This will set us up for an unseasonably mild day tomorrow, as the southerly breeze will only increase around the backside of the high pressure center. That, combined with a good amount of sunshine, will push high temperatures up towards 60. Another cool front will make its way toward us from the Great Lakes overnight Tuesday night and into the early morning hours on Wednesday. We do run the risk at a scattered rain shower along with this front, but we will go back to sunshine behind the front on Wednesday afternoon, and temperatures will still be on the pleasant side and in the middle 50s. Cooler air will then begin to flow in the region as we see a wind shift around to the northwest on Thursday. It'll increase, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will stay in the mid-40s. Another and perhaps more potent disturbance will dive through the Great Lakes on Thursday night and be in our vicinity on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered rain and snow showers. This disturbance will also have a deeper pool of cooler air behind it. As a result, temperatures will only reach the upper 30s on Friday, and with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, stay in the upper 30s. On Sunday, another weak disturbance will head our way with the chance of a rain or snow shower as highs bounce up into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the coldest weather of the season is expected to arrive in the next couple of days for the northern Rockies and northern plains as a cold air mass moves southward out of Canada. Significant snowfall is also likely for parts of the northern Rockies, northern plains, and Great Lakes region as the cold front moves through. Winter storm warnings are in effect from Montana through the Dakotas, across central Minnesota, and into northern Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan. While the snow will be waning across the northern Rockies, the Dakotas will pick up 7 to 10 inches of snow today, and 6 to 12 inches from Minneapolis and points north and east in the next 48 to 60 hours. As the cold air settles south, a hard freeze is expected across the southern plains of Kansas, Oklahoma, and the panhandle of Texas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Elsinore, California, to a low of 7 at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 72 set in 1931, and the record low 16 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a few passing rain or snow showers, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably mild near 60. A morning shower Wednesday, then increasing sun back into the mid-50s. Mid-40s, breezy and cooler Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers around on Friday, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s Saturday. And increasing clouds with a few rain or snow showers Sunday, with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.